Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke. I want to read verses 14 and 1, and then verses 7 through 14. I invite you to read along with me. It's found in the Pew Bible on page 72. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose a place of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher, and then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. We give God thanks for this God's word to us. The cost of humility. The cost of humility. Let us pray together. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, and desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength, and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I can remember growing up, and my mother was a wonderful cook. And the temptation was always there when she would place the food on the table to dive right in. And I can just hear her saying, mind your manners. I remembered that because in reading the scripture, Jesus found himself at the table. Jesus was watched and questioned in the synagogue. And so you would hope that as he sits at the table, there might be some relief. But in Luke 14, Jesus is invited to the table by a leader of the Pharisees and the other lawyers and Pharisees are watching. They are observing him closely. For in the tradition and the custom of the people, there were manners. At the table, would Jesus mind his manners? Read all of this chapter when you get a chance, and you can see the issues that face Jesus and that he was confronted with. In the synagogue, there were rules that Jesus was turning upside down. So much of it centered around the difference between law and grace. And at the table, Jesus is doing a new thing with the order of that day. I was led to the 7th through the 14th verse. Because the words and actions of Jesus here are not only just words for the table, but they are words that become a part of the action for life. There is something about humility. I don't know if in our day and time it is good to be described as a humble person. In one of my favorite stories about Muhammad Ali in his prime, he had just gotten on a plane and Ali was walking around and visiting with people, and the stewardess came to him and said, "We are about to take off. Fasten your seatbelt." Ali replied, "Superman didn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Superman didn't need an airplane either." Humble. Humility. I don't know whether a person wants to be identified in this way. We can understand this parable. We can understand this seat of honor. Or let me speak for myself. I can understand this seat of honor. I have sat there, and I have not. And it's a strange feeling in both ways. And so Jesus desires to bring into perspective the seat of honor. And when a person can understand humility, when a person can understand the cost of humility, then the rest of honor, the meaning of honor, is turned upside down. The cost of humility is a positive force within our life. For humility takes us away from me first, or selfishness, or trying to think and feel that if I can just get all that I can, then I will be satisfied. In this day and time, when a person would take the seat of honor, and the host wanted to move that person, there was no respect. There was no pulling the person aside and explaining them to someone else as important has come in. Instead, the host would say, "Give this person your place." And oh, the embarrassment as a person would leave the seat of honor and make their way all the way through the crowd to finally find a seat, probably in the back of the gathering. Humility is a different kind of understanding. For humility says, when you come into the gathering, take the last place. And let your host come and say to you, "Friend, come on up a little higher." Isn't that what Jesus taught us? The last shall be first. There is something else about humility, in that it translates into glory. And so it is not the recognition of others that we are seeking, but we desire to be drawn even closer to God. I had not thought about Augustine's words for a while, but Augustine wrote, Our hearts were created for you, O Lord, and they will be restless until they find their rest in you. And they will be restless until they find their rest in you. With this kind of spirit, we can get our priorities in order. We can know what it is that we value. With this kind of spirit, we can put our trust and confidence. We know what to put our trust and confidence in. There were two monks who lived together for 40 years, and they never argued. For 40 years, they never argued, not even once. One day, one raised to the other, "Don't you think it's time we had an argument? At least once?" The other monk said, "Fine, let's start. What shall we argue about? How about this piece of bread?" said the first monk. "Okay, let's argue about this bread. How are we going to do it?" said the second. The first said, "This bread is mine. It belongs to me." The second said, "If it is, take it." There is something about being drawn close to God. It is humility. Humility also leads us to a spirit of hospitality. And there is, if I can put it this way, one had all kinds of social relationships in this day. And so a person having a party would invite a friend. They would invite a neighbor. They would invite a brother. And Jesus said of that, "One day, they'll invite you." Jesus went on to say, "But to receive your reward." Jesus says, invite those who can never repay you. Jesus says, there are those who could never be a priest. Jesus said, the poor, the cripple, the lame, and the blind. These are the persons who are excluded. But out of humility, there is the spirit of hospitality. This is the message. It's a message for us today. So many today are searching and wondering why it is that the church, and perhaps especially the United Methodist Church, is in decline. And even though we have adopted as our mantra, open hearts, open minds, open doors, the question, are our doors really open? And are our doors only open to a few? There are those who are physically ill today, physically ill and disabled, and they need to know that the church will not forget them. There are those who are spiritually lame in sin, blind to understanding, deaf to the truth. Out of humility and hospitality, I would say to you this morning that out of humility and hospitality, there is no reason for the United Methodist Church not to grow. I would also say to you this morning that out of a spirit of humility and hospitality, there is no reason for Burns United Methodist Church not to grow. There is something about humility. For Jesus said, all who will humble themselves will be exalted. Praise God today. Praise God. This cost of humility, it's a cost and a price that's well worth paying. And the church says, Amen.